This is Sickly Vegans, a podcast with two sick-ass vegans. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Jenny.
My name is Mike.
And today we're going to talk about questions in general pertaining to vegans.
Yes, us vegans, the sickly, malnourished grass eaters.
So we do often get asked a lot of questions about our diet or our form of life or choosing of life. And one of them really, really touches our heart. Mm. It's one of those questions that kind of has to be answered right now.
And, you know, sometimes it makes me cry.
Right. Yeah. So then, you know, this question is, if you are vegan, why are you fat?
Yeah. So I get this question a lot, mostly from family. Because, you know, family's the number
one.
They're
there to encourage you.
Yeah, quote unquote encourage, a.k.a. to bring it down. But... they ask me this a lot, and I think the simple answer is veganism has improved to the point where it's the same thing as being on a regular diet.
Right, correct. Right?
There's so many supplemental stuff, alternatives, yada, 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 that makes it kind of unhealthy up to a point.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? Like french fries, alternative meats, etc., which we'll probably talk about later. But yeah, I mean, veganism is so... it's so easy to do now. It's not as hard as what people think, right? Because a lot of people ask us, how do you do it? I could never do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. I know some people love nice juicy steaks and fried chicken and the Popeye's chicken sandwich and stuff like that. But there are ways to get around it.
Yeah, and you know, with how close we are with, like, the internet and all that, it's so great to see, like, Instagram influencers, like, just kind of take out the recipes for free and say, hey, this is our vegan version of, you know, a Popeye's chicken sandwich done with oyster mushrooms.
Pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, anything, really. And I always like to tell everyone, look, you know, there is a reason why most of us do become vegan. And most of us often like to say that veganism is a healthier lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you look at veganism 20 years ago, definitely, you know, they were restricted. They had to cook at home all the time. Going to a restaurant was not an option for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if we're talking about present day vegans such as ourselves, you know, we have the luxury of going out and exploring vegan cuisine in a restaurant, right?
High carb, high fat.
Yeah. Right. So then it all goes down to the saying that your mom always said to you when we were growing up. Is there is food in the house. And I'm seriously, you know, kind of emphasizing that because the only reason why they said it is because they knew what they put in their food.
Mm-hmm.
They knew how they were cooking it. And it was a safer approach, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of going out and eating and not knowing how they prepare your food and, you know, having all these hidden calories.
Yeah, you could kind of say the same thing about vegan food now, right? Because before it was beans, rice, vegetables, you knew exactly what was going to your food.
Correct.
But now they have all these wheat gluten products, seitan, they have vegan chorizo, fried chicken. So you don't know. You honestly don't know what's going on those things. But, you know, as a thick vegan, such as myself, I love to explore and I love to eat because that's just me.
Yeah, and we're definitely not complaining. I mean, this is in truth what makes veganism so... not only it's like such a fun thing to do, like you know, when I first became vegan, I was so overjoyed for having so many things, you know, products available to me and just being able to experiment with them, you know. I remember that it was literally from one day to another I said, hey, I'm going out to Wegmans and I am going to buy a vegan cart. And starting today, I will be vegan. And I think that's how you start things, right?
Yeah.
Because my whole life, I've had this on my to-do list. And finally, I got the courage to say, hey, I'm going vegan today. And on that trip, you know, there was limitless things that I could get.
You're dumb vegan.
That's another thing. I'm a dumb vegan. There was definitely a lot of options out there, right? We have the Boca chicken patties, which honestly just tastes like chicken, which is crazy.
The $1 McDonald's McChicken sandwich?
Right.
Amazing.
Which just makes me kind of think, That from the very beginning, we just never knew what we were initially putting into our bodies. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there is a lot of debate. Well, all of this food that's coming out, is it really healthy? Mm-hmm. Well, no. And the reason why is because just because it's vegan, it doesn't mean it's healthy. Yeah. And that is so important to understand, mm-hmm. right? Because people love to label their food vegan, mm-hmm. and then they automatically assume it's healthy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And no, it's not. So we really need to be careful, because, again, these companies, they're money hungry, mm-hmm. or as I believe, they are very money hungry, and mm-hmm. they'll do what they have to do in order to get all the attention that they can. Yeah. So if you're doing this for your health, if you want to stay, like, you know, talking about eating my greens mm-hmm. and becoming healthy and staying fit, then make sure that you read into those labels and know exactly what you're putting into your body.
Yeah, or either you go and you do the keto diet, mm-hmm. or the seafood diet, which is one of my favorites. You seafood, right. You eat it. So, yeah, I mean, there are so many options out there. And I think one of my favorites that I've discovered recently, and I'm so happy about, are vegan pastries and vegan cakes.
Definitely.
Man, I thought I would never. There are a couple things I stressed about when I became vegan. I was like, where am I going to get my pizza?
Right. Pizza was a very defining moment of becoming vegan for me.
That is like, you know, that I feel like we could talk about for hours.
Yes.
Pizza, burgers, even though now they got impossible meat and Beyond Beef. And pastries, right? Croissant. I just wanted a good, crunchy croissant.
How do we get a nice, you know, bacon, egg, and cheese, yeah, or on exactly, a croissant, or exactly. a bagel, or something?
Taylor ham, egg, and cheese for you North Jerseyites. not pork roll, because we don't eat that swine up here. We eat that Taylor ham.
Yeah, so
which is swines.
I know the thing for our East Coasters, donuts, right? That's a huge thing for us. How do I get a donut and I'm vegan?
Yeah.
How do I get a tasty donut? Mm-hmm. Which brings me to one of, you know, my trips, just looking around for vegan donuts. And honestly, mm-hmm. look, I don't get asked the question, like, you know, if you're vegan, why are you not skinny too often? Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, hey, I'm a big fat ass. Like, I love to eat, and especially donuts. Mm-hmm. And every single time that I go out to explore a new city, the first thing that is on my Yelp, vegan donuts. Vegan donuts. Because I'm still trying to find that perfect donut.
Yeah.
Even though we've come across a bunch of them. Correct, yeah.
You're Indiana Jones.
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, throughout
vegan,
this...
Vegan Anna Jones, not a bad joke, but yes.
Throughout this journey, we have come across some notable bakeries, and I think, and if you haven't been, please do.
And then also do some research in your own states, because, you know, over here on the East Coast, it might be easy, but tell you the truth, it's kind of hard to find good vegan food, but, you know, these are some places that we found, right? Such as... There's Papa Ganache, which is one of our favorites, which is in Jersey. And then there are what's the other place? Vegan Treats, right? Not mm-hmm. Vegan Pastry, Vegan Treats. Vegan Treats, but I prefer Papa Ganache because they got the croissants. Muy delicioso. Muy delicioso. So, yeah, there are definitely places to go out and find good vegan alternatives, right? And then that goes back to me finding a burger and a pizza. I mean, there's always a place that'll make it. Like that one other place, like Pasquale's, which is a regular pizzeria down in Central or South Jersey. Mm-hmm. I don't know where the border is because, you know, they're a little crazy about that. But all I know, I'm just from North Jersey. That's all I care about is North. But random pizzeria, they sell regular pizza, but they have some of the best vegan pies. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. You can find them in the oddest of places.
Right. And I think the first time we were there, we had to drive about an hour and a half mm-hmm. to just get Pasquale's Pizzeria 3.
The third. And we don't know where the first two are.
We have no idea where the first two. We have yet to find them.
Yeah.
So if you want to send any clues, let us know.
Oh, yes. We can become a murder mystery podcast.
But, yeah, getting back to our point about the pizza, I mean, it's not impossible to find all these options out here. which is amazing, right? Because mm-hmm. this is what we need. If we want to encourage people to become vegan, mm-hmm. then they need to make sure that they have these options, you know, to them. There's a lot of people like myself who thought before, damn, how can I go without a slice of pizza? Mm-hmm. Being a native New Yorker, I mean, every single time I came out of work, I was looking for that slice of pizza. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, to know that there are options other than frozen pizza, which honestly is not my favorite, but it does do for my cravings.
It does the job.
Yeah, it does the job. Mm-hmm. There's so many vegan cheese alternatives.
Oh, my God. Right? It's like overnight. It went from 1 to 1 million.
Right. Yeah. It just happened like with, you know, with a snap of a finger. Yeah. We have so many alternatives here.
And we've tasted, you know, every single one of them.
And I think we've tasted every single one of them, and we are proud of it.
Yeah, and we could write an essay, a full-length, masterclass essay.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that, you know, it's self-explanatory. You know, we are regular people eating regular-ass food. Mm-hmm. You know, we have our Burger King fries, which, by the way, are my favorite. Have our vegan Oreos. We have our vegan Oreos. Just make sure you check on that flavor, because you never know if they add any dairy in there. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have our croissants from Papa Ganache Bakery.
Papa Ganache, yeah.
Right? I recently had my birthday celebration, and my sister was going crazy because, you know, we have a tradition in the family where the family member always buys a cake. And she had questions. She's like, where am I going to get this cake? Or are you going to make it yourself? Because I tend to make my own vegan cakes when there's a celebration. Mm. And of course, I was like, no. You know, call this bakery. It's called Papa Ganache. Mm-hmm. And they will make you a cake for me.
Yeah. You know, it's sad because we can't even get that, the Willy the Whale or whatever that whale is from Carvel.
Not yet. You're right. But it will be coming.
Not yet. But it might be a blessing in disguise that we can't get it, because Papa Ganache is great.
Yeah. Right? We had to stay away from Papa Ganache, honestly. We raised it from our favorites on Yelp. Just kidding. Yeah. but we know how to get there.
Yes. Also, this isn't an ad for Papa Ganache. But once you find an amazing vegan place,
you can't stop talking about it.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a fine needle in the haystack.
Right.
Once you find it, you got to support it.
Yeah.
It's like a Spiral Diner in Texas. The best vegan diner food ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
We don't ever, you know, our trips aren't always centered around food. Mm-hmm. But me, you are huge foodies, and we do like to go out and explore. Mm-hmm. So Dallas, Texas,
y'all,
was something that really, really amazed us in their vegan options. Yeah. And, you know, me coming from New York City, you know, the Big Apple, I don't see that many options, you know, for vegans.
Yeah.
And if there are options,
they're decent.
It's mediocre.
Yeah, they're mediocre.
Yeah, it's mediocre. Either someone's trying too hard or they're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, some type of zucchini lasagna.
Right. And I'm telling you, you can feel heart. When you eat something, you can feel that they put in their heart and they said, mm-hmm, hey, mm-hmm, you know, they're going to like this. There's some kind of protein in there. Mm-hmm. This is going to be like a regular plate.
Yeah.
You know,
they're Frankenstein scientists, right? They have to create a concoction that'll trick us into thinking that, man, this is really good for being vegan.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I agree. And so we encourage you to get out there, even though you're not vegan.
Get chunky.
Get fat. Get them calories in. Enjoy some vegan treats. Uh-huh. And if we didn't mention it, the Vegan Treats Bakery, it was okay. It wasn't my favorite, but definitely found some things that you know, we would go back for. Mm-hmm. Vegan Treats is in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
It is in Pennsylvania. You know, I grew up knowing my food. I love to eat food. And I can taste things in food when I eat them. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely taste
you can taste things.
Yeah. That's well, nice. Yes. That's nice. I can definitely taste the shortening that they use instead of using butter, right?
Yes.
Vegan butter. Whenever I say butter, just assume it's vegan, it will be vegan. But, you know, you can taste the shortening. You can taste how fatty the things that they put in are in there. Mm-hmm. So, again, it was never meant to be healthy. It was exactly. meant to be food.
It was meant to be yummy.
It was meant to be how I like to describe it. Ethical food, right?
Yeah, scrumptiddlyumptious.
Scrumptiddlyumptious.
Yes. We're heading to Flavor Town.
Definitely.
But, yeah, it's you know, I like to point out that... Sorry, that is Randy the dog. He'll be making a couple appearances, but that's okay. He's part of the cast. He actually edits our videos afterwards. but it's nice to find these places, right? And you can always find these vegan options in the wildest of places, like even Oklahoma, right? Went to Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We thought if we went there and we asked for vegan food, somebody was going to slap us in the face with a ribeye. but no, it was honestly
they were doing their thing
yeah. They were doing it honestly.
Shout out to OK.
Yo,
and Texas.
OK is not just OK.
They have a special place in my heart, definitely.
In my sickly vegan heart,
right?
But yeah, I you know, it's not impossible. And then even to that point, right, you don't have to go out and look for vegan food or go out and make unhealthy vegan food, right? That's not our point. But mm-hmm. it is a good transition.
Correct.
Like, beyond meat. Like, impossible meat. It's a good transition because if you're all about the activism side of it mm-hmm. rather than the health side...
Right.
I mean, it's hard not to eat beef, right? It's hard not to eat chicken. My favorite chicken sandwich is the Burger King chicken sandwich. The one on the long roll? Oh, my Lord. I dream about that. That was my childhood. And I was sad because I couldn't eat it, but then Boca Burgers came to my life, and I had that.
And it was a good substitute.
It was a good substitute. It was a good transition. And I started, and instead of lettuce, I started using kale. And then from kale, I started, you know, I added a little bit of mayo, which might have been unhealthy. But I also added hemp seeds, which I learned the nutritional facts about. So, I mean, it's a step-by-step process, and you end up learning.
Yeah.
And you'll end up getting there. It's easier than you think.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a fascinating point, you know. It's a good transition to becoming vegan. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we need. You need to understand that this isn't a diet culture. It was never a diet culture. You know, the reason why vegans become vegans is because, you know, we believe that every being is made for a purpose and for a living purpose. We don't believe that humans are super. You know, there's no such thing as a superhuman. Mm-hmm. And that we shouldn't be able to take away lives from animals. Mm-hmm. So, at the end of the day, it's like, can we believe that veganism is just a form of diet? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. It is one of the reasons why I became vegan in the first place. Mm-hmm. But it's not the reason why I stayed vegan. Mm-hmm. Is not the reason why I will stay vegan for the rest of my life. Because I learned so much through the vegan community that I am so proud of, right? How can we, you know, be environmentally safe? How can we learn about how to keep everyone else safe, right? Mm-hmm. It's become so much more of a selfless thing rather than the selfish goal of keeping myself and only myself healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah. On the end of that, you know, I'd like to bring up, you know, kind of our backgrounds, right? I am Guyanese, and the way I was brought up might have been different from a lot of Americans, maybe a lot of people around the world, how they grew up, food-wise, I mean. And we ate a lot of vegetables. We did eat a lot of rice, which is bad, but, you know, we incorporated vegetables. We did incorporate meat, not as much meat as, like, you know, I would say, people who were born and raised in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though I was born and was raised here, it was just my parents that are from there. And it was easier to understand how well vegan food can taste compared to mainstream vegan food. Like we were bringing up earlier, like some places try too hard. They make like a lasagna, vegan lasagna with tofu, feta, and zucchini pasta. Sometimes it's just too much, right? It's too much.
It's too overwhelming.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
We're
it's scary.
For simple food, right?
Yeah, it's like a salsa. It's like sometimes we'll go to a restaurant and it'll be like, And we'll ask for vegan options. We'll be like, oh, salad. Even a salad scares me. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, by the way, like, for my 11 months that I've been vegan, mm-hmm. I have never had a salad. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was vegetarian, I felt like that was the only thing that I could eat. Mm-hmm. But now I'm just like, yo, there are so many awesome things out that are here. Like, for example, tofu. I freaking praise tofu. Mm-hmm. That I can have. And it's so much more healthier than just having a salad.
Yeah.
So, in conclusion, vegans don't just eat salad.
Yeah, like, not that's just salad.
Yeah, we eat so much more, and our palate is so sophisticated. Yeah,
I mean, listen, even I think salad gets a bad rap too, right? Because salad could be made good, but people just think it's lettuce, it's balsamic, it's carrot, it's shredded carrots, right? But I mean, yeah, that's another thing about being vegan is, like, you become inventive. You become a scientist.
Right.
You learn how to manipulate some things.
Yeah.
And not just, I'm not just talking about making alternative meat, but, like, manipulating flavors.
Definitely.
Like, I saw a video about a guy that makes onions, or I think it was purple onions, taste like bacon. And I think he just added salt and soy sauce, but it was, like, a baking technique. I got looked it up again, but, you know, I thought it was one of the craziest things. I was like, wow, like, a vegetable could taste like, you know, meat.
Maybe there is such thing as superhumans. I was wrong. Yeah. This guy seems like one.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but coming to our point, I mean, it's true. Perhaps, you know, vegan food has evolved so much because people aren't too scared of it anymore. Mm-hmm. Most of us have become open-minded, and we see that there's so many resources at our feet, and then we said, hey, you know, let me get out of my comfort zone and let me create something new. Let me create something vegan, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not always saying that vegan alternatives are not healthier. Mm-hmm. Most of the time they are, because if you go out to eat, you'll see that they use a lot of cauliflower. Yeah. You know, they'll use a lot of kale. They'll use a lot of
cabbage,
yes. Yeah. So it's definitely healthier than eating a piece of meat, right? In my sense, definitely more ethical than eating a piece of meat.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I really do like, and even if vegan is a movement at the moment and it's a trend, I really do like that we can kind of move cooks and move chefs and move a whole food industry.
To be more inventive.
To be more inventive, right? To find a true passion for what we're putting in you know, in our food. Mm-hmm. To think differently. Yeah. Just a mindset of thinking differently. To...
Because, you know, it is intimidating to make vegetables. To cook vegetables well.
Yeah, yeah.
So pushing the boundaries was definitely needed.
Correct.
I think even for the future, right? Let's say veganism dies down. We don't want to become vegans anymore. At least we could say, hey, we made vegans... Or we made chefs... able to make asparagus taste good and not just boil them but garlic and salt, right?
Correct, yeah. So, bringing back on our experiences and going to Papa Ganache, you know, it's not the cheapest alternative. I will like to warn you about that, right? You know, we paid, what, $5 for a croissant that day?
Yeah.
And there's...
I bought four.
and we bought four. Yes. And we actually went back the next day.
We went back,
to get like $30 more worth.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not the cheapest alternative. And I understand that that's one of the scariest parts that everyone brings up is, well, vegan is being expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do you think about that?
I think that is not right. Because
it is a no.
It is a nay.
Yeah,
a nay, it's a as nay. In a horse. No, but it's definitely a myth, right? Because I think people, they don't like to go and search. You know, I don't blame them. You know, me, I don't mind driving 20 minutes away to go to a good supermarket or to go to like anywhere where I could get specific product.
Right.
Like food product. So, for example, I think a lot of people say, you know, vegetables are so expensive. It was like the soda debate. Soda was cheaper than water. Mm-hmm. Water's healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And vegetables, they're better for us humans, but it's more expensive than, you know, pasta, tomato, sauce, some meats.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are ways to get cheaper vegan food. Yeah. Example one, Asian supermarkets.
Right.
Tofu is such a big thing in our lives, right?
Has always been.
And will always be. Tofu will always... When I'm lonely and sad and I have a free Friday night, tofu's on speed dial.
Fried tofu.
Yes, fried tofu, especially fried tofu. And, you know, fried tofu, you get it at Asian restaurants for crazy cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go to Whole Foods, which is where I used to get it from, for a good price. So I went to Asian supermarket, and I got, like, 5 pounds of tofu for, like, maybe... It would have cost me 3 times more if I got that same amount from Whole Foods.
Definitely.
Or Wegmans.
Yeah.
Any supermarket. So going to your Asian supermarkets is definitely cheaper. You get a lot of good vegetables. Asian vegetables are amazing. And then just any vegetable in general, go to a farmer's market.
Right.
Right? There are farmer's markets that sell cheaper vegetables and fruits.
Yeah. It's a win-win. You know, you're going to a farmer's market or you're going to a local Chinese supermarket and, you know, you're encouraging small businesses rather than giving your money to Wegmans or Whole Foods or...
Dirty old Wegmans.
Right.
God, I love her, though.
We all love Wegmans. So, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, is veganism, you know, affordable? It definitely is. Is veganism more expensive than a regular diet? It can be.
Yeah.
And the reason why it can be is because you're looking into all these alternatives, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking into, you know, these impossible meats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Boca chicken patties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people can debate, hey, but you know what? Oat milk is way more expensive than regular milk.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, you're going to pay more for the processed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to make oat milk at your house?
There is.
It's a more affordable way. You can definitely make oat milk at your house.
Mm-hmm.
You can also buy a cow and milk, you know, at your house. But is that something exactly? Is that something that you want to do?
Why would you do that?
But it's something that kind of like brings it into thought. Like, why are you paying $4? Or I'm sorry, I don't remember the last time I bought a gallon of milk, but.
Yeah.
It's fairly the same price as almond milk, soy milk, or oat milk, which are alternatives.
It's getting close.
It's getting
very close, just like the Just Egg.
Yeah.
Which is another very, you know, kind of processed product that, you know.
It's definitely processed. Yeah. It's made from mung beans.
Mung beans.
Mung beans.
Not mug beans. It's not one of those beans where I'd be scared to walk next to in the middle of the night and get attacked by.
So mung. It's mung beans.
Not mug.
So actually... We've discovered Just Egg. Not too recently. I discovered it before Michael. And I actually introduced him to this product.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what I was putting into my body. All I knew is that it was processed. And I'm not very much of a processed person. I'm very, not against, but definitely not for processed food.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking into it and I found how to make it at home.
Mm-hmm.
Through one of the Instagrammers,
mm-hmm.
which is now crazy to me because I'm just like, well, if you can make it at home with, you know, products from your pantry,
mm-hmm.
it's definitely not the worst thing for you.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So, you know...
Depending on what's in your pantry.
Well, yeah, that right? too, but...
What if your pantry's just full of bags of sugar?
No, sugar's not always bad.
What if I only stocked butter in my fridge?
Yeah, well, then... See. You know, we'd have to look into that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's you know, and it's one of those. Yeah, it's one of those things that I do love about being vegan.
Yeah.
It's just pushing to new extremes and learning about new vegetables. Right? There's so much that we have learned. So many ingredients out there. There are so many cultures who don't even think about meat.
Yeah. You know. It's like in India, they don't say meat and vegetarian. They say veg and non-veg.
Right.
Right.
Veg
non-veg being meat.
Right.
Right. Which is crazy. It's crazy to think that culture has pushed that far. I mean, not crazy. It makes sense. But like that culture.
I think it's crazy to think that you think it's crazy.
I think it's crazy because I'm crazy and everything I think is crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
And, I will always be.
That's how our minds work.
My mind.
So, ultimately...
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, ultimately, I do think that vegan or being vegan can be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's something that you would have to worry about anymore.
No, so. Definitely not. It's don't be scared, y'all. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's not like looking under your bed for ghosts or knocking on your door, knocking at somebody's door as a Girl Scout to sell cookies. It's not that scary.
I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah, they can't.
First of all, it's COVID. And then also, the world is a dangerous place.
Yeah, I was kind of...
There's carnivores out there.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of going to lead down to the social anxiety route.
Yeah.
That's why I brought that up, but yeah.
Yep, so we encourage you to go out and explore, you know, all of these, not only the vegan alternatives,
mm-hmm.
but also look more into a healthier approach, because, you know, we want to keep people healthy. We want to keep them living.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage you to try something different. Try a new vegetable. Try something that you've never seen before.
Yeah, make sure it's not poisonous, though.
I mean, why would they be selling it if it's poisonous?
I mean, you never know.
Exactly.
You never know.
All right. Well, make sure that it's not poisonous first. Make sure that you're cooking it right.
Yeah.
Because there are certain ways to cook vegetables, and I think that that's also very intimidating to a lot of people.
You don't have to boil everything, people.
You do not have to boil everything. Yeah. Please, don't do that.
Yes, you could put it in the oven. You could stir fry. You could let the sun cook it. Like, just you don't just have to boil it.
Right. There's so many other ways that you can do it.
Yeah.
But please, do not be intimidated. We encourage you to go out there and get your veggie on.
Yeah, go out and become a fat vegan and then become a skinny vegan. Because now you're sad that you're a little bit bigger, and which is okay. It's okay to be big, right? Yeah.
As long as we're happy.
As long as you're happy.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy. As long as we're happy. Exactly. I'm not fat shaming anybody. I am a little thickums myself.
Yeah.
And I'm happy. I'm happy. I don't complain anymore. I don't look at a scale.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just happy with my lifestyle, what I'm putting into my body.
Right.
So I think that's what the goal should be for everybody.
Yeah. Find something that makes you hype, you know, happy. Find something that you have a passion for.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have a passion for veganism.
Mm-hmm.
In terms that, hey, you know, not only am I going to stay healthier, I want to live till I'm 100.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't want diabetes. I don't want my insurance rate to be up. Yeah. I want to make sure I stay as healthy as I can.
I definitely want to live until Jesus comes back.
Yeah.
I think I want to see Jesus.
Yeah. And I think vegans have a very good chance of seeing Jesus. But, you know, and then and the second part is, you know, what kept me vegan? Yeah. You know, truly, I believe in animal rights, and yeah. I believe that they deserve a chance at living this beautiful world we live in.
Mm-hmm.
It cannot get, you know, any worse for them today.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We've done so much to them, and there literally is nothing that they did to us for them to deserve.
Yeah, it's sad. Why would you chop the head off of a nice cute little animal when you could chop the head off of broccoli?
Right. Not the same.
Yeah, you don't hear them scream, you don't hear them cry, there's no blood in the process. But yeah, it's there's a lot of components of veganism that you end up, you know, agreeing with.
Right.
Or supporting. It's not just the diet aspect. It's not just the animal rights aspect. Mm-hmm. They honestly, the more you go into it, the more those two components and all the branched off ideals of veganism, they start to become one big old soulful tree.
Right. Right. So veganism is what makes you happy. It's, you know, veganism is not impossible to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Worried about the pizza, there's an alternative. Mm-hmm. Worried about the donuts, there's an alternative.
Mm-hmm. You worry about the grass, there's an alternative.
Right. There's an alternative for everything.
Yes.
So,
as you in know, the grass in your lawn. I don't know. Don't nobody. I didn't say anything about the marijuana. I mean grass, as in lawn grass.
So just had to put that out there. To answer your question,
yeah,
you know, if you're vegan, why are you fat? Because
I'm happy.
We like to eat.
Oh yes, that too. But I'm happy.
We like to eat and we are happy.
Yes, yes.
And you know, it's, I truly believe that vegan was not meant to be a diet. It was meant to be, you know, something so much more than that.
It's meant to be you. Mm-hmm. Just
your beliefs.
Just no tag. There shouldn't be any name to it. It's just who you are.
Yeah.
Just what you do.
And it shouldn't define us. It shouldn't have to define whether we're thin or thick. Mm-hmm. It should just be
whether we're healthy, not healthy.
Yeah. It's our preference.
Yeah.
You know, we know that there are different kinds of vegans. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we can demonstrate to you in a different time what that means. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, do not look at veganism as a count of calories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do not look to veganism for a diet, you know, because mm-hmm. it won't be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Look to veganism for something more ethical. You know, look to veganism for saving the planet. Look to veganism for something that we truly need to pay attention to for our future. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what veganism stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, there will always be thick vegans and there will always be skinny vegans.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever, what kind of vegan you are, mm-hmm. I mean, it's who we are because we are humans.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Yeah.
You know, I do agree with you, but I also think, you know, do it for yourself.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Do it for yourself. So, how far is too far to get your vegan faves? It could be the croissant. It could be a Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite pizza place. It could be your favorite arugula. Right?
So anything from, like, you know, we're so lucky to have our favorite bakery about 20 minutes away. You know, our pizzeria about an hour and a half. And we don't make trips there often. We just know the pizza is really good. We do travel to different states. We've been staying in the States, obviously, because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't center our trips around, like, food.
Mm-hmm.
But we do like our food. Mm-hmm. So we travel anywhere from, what, let's say an hour.
Mm-hmm.
An hour is probably more than enough.
Hours most.
Yeah. An hour is probably more than enough to get our vegan faves. Yeah. Anything more than that, we just will say, you know what?
We'll, cool. Yeah, or we'll make it.
Yeah.
We'll make a very healthier
version.
Version that may or may not taste good, but.
Hey, but it's still healthy.
At least that's, it's food.
Right. It's food and it's healthy.
Yeah,
and
it, we could chew.
And I'm sure it will taste good if we say to ourselves it will taste good.
Yeah. Exactly.
So.
Okay. So, can veganism be a diet?
No, it can't.
Okay.
I don't believe so.
No.
I think it needs to be more than that.
Yeah. I don't think so either. A diet. Like I always say, the diet is transient. It'll always come and go. You kind of got to find it in yourself to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's something you want to do or something you want to explore, then that's a good first step. If somebody tells you, hey, go vegan because you're this or you're that, like, don't do it for that because that it's tough.
Right.
It can get tough. It is easier now, right, than it was before, but it's still, I would still say, you know.
Yeah, but who's to say that this is going to last forever? So.
What, veganism or us?
No, I'm just like the vegan movement in general.
Yeah.
Having to go to a restaurant and having the luxury of having a vegan menu.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is unheard of.
That's
and
true.
It's still not that simple, trust me.
That's
it's
true.
Not it's not as simple as making it seem like I can go into any restaurant. No,
yeah.
Do your research before you go into a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Because for the most part, they will be serving you roasted vegetables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, if unless you want to pay $30 for roasted veggies that you could have made at home,
mm-hmm.
do your research.
Yeah, it's a trend.
No.
It's very trendy now.
Yeah, so right now we're kind of at a sweet spot. We're very much a sweet spot where we have those things at our convenience.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe we're gonna have it forever? No.
No.
20 years ago, we didn't have it. In a couple of years, I don't know if it's gonna make it. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we do. You know, there is a huge movement, and I talk about this movement all the time in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it comes here. So we will see. But can veganism be a diet? I don't believe so. Michael doesn't believe so. But please, let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, let us know. Even whatever diet you're on, let us know. Let us know. Because, you know, some people, they still live by certain diets.
Yeah.
And
honestly, I don't believe in diets overall. Yeah, I don't think diets are good. Yeah. So, you know, again, you know, we have to just be happy with who we are, who we've become. So, yeah, send us an email.
Yeah.
Sickly vegans at gmail.com.
Do not send me hate mail. Be very actually no nice. Send it if it's funny. Send it. Do not come to my house. I know this is our first podcast, but you never know. God keep safe. But yeah, we're looking forward to hearing from everybody. Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Sickly Vegans.
Sickly Vegans.
This is Jenny.
This is Michael.
And we are checking out.
Yeah.
We're going to go eat a vegan ramen. Vegan so ramen.
Yes.
Get that sodium up.
Fill our fat butts up. Okay.
Bye-bye.